Billy Reeves here. Thank you for joining me for the latest K-Scope podcast. I trust you're safe and well. In this edition, music from The Anchoress, Jonathan Hulten, Osric Tentacles, Lunatic Soul, Bruce Sword News, Marillion News, brand new album from Richard Barbieri, a chat with the Porcupine Tree and Japan Man shortly. First up, though, John Gom from the album The Faintest Idea. This is The Ghost Inside You.
Thank you.
John Gom, The Ghost Inside You. There's a new video for that up now. John's trademark mesmeric guitar style. And his new guitar, the JGM-10. The album, The Faintest Idea, out right now. And Richard Barbieri has just released his new album, Under a Spell, the follow-up to Planets and Persona. Before we speak to Richard, there's a new 360-degree video for this one up on the K-Scope channels, Serpentine. Snippet of Serpentine from Richard Barbieri's new album, Under a Spell, out now. Percy Jones on bass. I spoke to Richard a few weeks ago, him in his studio, me in mine. Now this is a very different album to Planets and Persona, as the title suggests. Was it almost like, okay, I'm gonna step out of the way and let right brain take over? Because there's a kind of like nice dream-like kind of loose quality to it.
That's the way it had to be. It wasn't the album I was intending to make. I wanted to do a follow-up to Planets and Persona and kind of make that a very kind of external experience, like record in different studios across Europe, have a larger kind of band and possibly have strings and woodwind and, you know, quite an ambitious, expansive album. And suddenly, with the COVID, everything, the walls started closing in. The music became this more kind of self-contained, more, bit more claustrophobic, kind of atmospheric piece, let's say.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of doing that?
Well, in terms of working with musicians, the advantage of being there and being with them in the studio is that you can make very quick and correct decisions. So it would only take me 5 seconds to say, this is really sounding good, but that part isn't working, and what we need to do here is this and that. And we could move things along so quickly. Whereas if you have a remote session with somebody, it's very up in the air. You know, in the end, you've really got to just let them do what they do, because you can't be going back and forth. You can't explain the subtleties. You can't, you know, it's not the same at all. And the only musician really who worked remotely on this, who actually works best remotely, I think, is Percy Jones. I'm not sure how well I can get across to Percy being in a room with him what I want, but somehow it seemed to work. This is the third album of mine that he's been on now, and he just does this whole bass arrangement, and at first you think, my God, that's way too much, but as you start to listen, you see that there's this whole arrangement there, and I start taking my sort of overdubs out at that point. There was a kind of fallout from the last album where I used a lot of people's previous performances and put them in a different context within this album.
That's strange, because obviously my feeling from listening to it, particularly things like Under a Spell or Serpentine or Sleep Will Find You, that there was a lot of it was spontaneous, dare I say improvised, but you're telling me there was actually quite a lot of order.
No, you're right. It's... From my point of view, it's quite improvised. But what I would then do is I would go through people's performances and take aspects of that and kind of create a new performance. And luckily, I have the trust of those people to do that, because, you know, some people wouldn't really approve. But so, yeah, I agree. It was written in a more improvisational way, definitely. And just kind of letting the atmosphere of the environment I was in, I suppose, take over.
Yeah, and the mood you were in again. And also then I felt that, I mean, and the title suggested it, then with Lucid, it kind of ended in an ordered way. That kind of, there was a sort of determination about the parts on that. Was that recorded last? Because it fits the end track quite nicely, I think.
Yeah, it was one of the last pieces, and it was kind of the opposite to the first piece in that it was a situation that you're kind of in control of. I was actually having lucid dreams, but you're still kind of being dragged away, and you're not sure if you're actually quite happy just to be dragged away, and then you hear these voices calling you back.
Thank you.
generally as hopes, I never have any hopes because it's you know what kind of music it is. I mean, what hope is there for that? It's amazing that the amount of people listen to my music that, you know, that do. It's more than really I suppose I could hope for, writing alternative, sometimes quite challenging music.
Well, maybe it's time. I mean, there's a couple of things that Flair, for example, really fits in with that kind of Streatham jazz scene, you know, that South London jazz scene that's happening at the moment. A lot of it sounds quite contemporary, you know, a lot of it sounds like, you know, there's a little element of kind of like, you know, band camp bedroom about some of it as well. So, you know, but perhaps it's sort of like, you know, it links perhaps accidentally with the mood of the nation, the mood of the world, and what's happening out there.
Well, I mean, in terms of a single, as they say these days, there will be a single, which will be Serpentine, and a video is being made at the moment by Miles Scarin, who's a really talented filmmaker. So I think that's going to look really cool. And so maybe like the last 360 video that we did for Solar Sea, it'll get a lot of attention. So maybe a lot of people who haven't heard my work might get to hear it for the first time.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck with it, Richard, obviously. And I hope to see you in the real world soon. I want to ask you a question. Where do you think, you know, music, the music industry, live music is going to be in a post-pandemic world? Test your crystal balls.
Well, they must know the amount of money that the music industry brings to this country. But, I mean, from what I've read, apparently there was a chance to do a quite reasonable deal for musicians. Yeah, a reciprocal kind of arrangement with Europe, with travelling artists and musicians. And who knows the ins and outs, but it looks like they didn't take that opportunity.
Thank you. Richard Barbieri from Under a Spell out now. That's the latest single. Flare video for that up on the K-Scope channels. Now, before that, you heard Lucid, and before that, you heard Serpentine. And as mentioned, the 360-degree video for that is up now. My thanks to Richard. Right, we're going to enter the forest now with Jonathan Hulten and first Lunatic Soul.
Step through dark night.
Jonathan Hulten, Wasteland, the forest version. Before that, Hylophobia, which means fear of forests, from Through Shaded Woods, Lunatic Soul. Jonathan's parent album is entitled Chance from Another Place. Videos to both of those up on the K-Scope channels right now. Both incredible performance clips. Right, coming out of all of that, we've got A Spiral Mind from Erpsong's Osric Tentacles. Recorded in 1984, released on cassette only in 1985, that's Osric Tentacles' Spiral Mind from the album Erpsong's. And those initial Osric's cassette-only albums are getting the full K-Scope treatment, coming out as a book set. Six CDs with a 48-page hardback book as Vitamin Enhanced on the 30th of April. And as promised, Marillion News, I am reliably informed that K-Scope will be re-releasing Marbles, Marillion's album, as a 3-vinyl LP set in the very near future. Keep an eye on the social media channels. And the Pineapple Thief's The Sword Sessions, the whole lot, will be coming out as a 4-CD set on the 16th of April. And coming up in the next K-Scope podcast, the musician of the moment, Dr. Catherine Ann David. Davis, professionally known as the Anchoress, a long and wide-ranging chat with my good self. So we'll finish with this then from the forthcoming LP. This is the title track, playlisted by Six Music, The Art of Losing. Ta-ta.